Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Assistant Tammy Agidi. Good morning, Tammy. How are you today?
Good morning. I am good. Thank you.
All right. And so today you're going to be talking about the Anderson County Fair?
I am. We are in full fair season. As you know, the Osage County Fair in Osage City has completed, and they completed the Franklin County Fair last week. So we are getting ready for the Anderson County Fair in Garnett. And it officially starts on Monday, the 26th of July. And the 24th, which is this Saturday, is when we will start doing our pre-fair judging. And so before the fair starts, we will judge geology, photography, clothing, fiber arts, visual arts. And that's all done this Saturday. So that when people come to the fair on Monday, all of those things will be judged. There also, Saturday, will be the tractor pull, which starts at 7 o'clock, and I believe tickets are available. I don't think there's any pre-fair sales or anything, but you can get them at the gate. And then on Monday is when we start entering all of our exhibits, and that will start at 1 o'clock. So all open class entries will be accepted. Open class foods and 4-H foods will be judged that afternoon or evening, and also the crops and gardening will be judged. And then everything is entered. The animals come that night. They weigh the animals in, get them in the pens, those kind of things. And then on Tuesday is when the shows start. We start off with the swine show at 8:30 in the morning, and 4-H'ers can enjoy donuts and juice provided by Beechner Grain. And then after the swine show, or at 11 o'clock, we'll have the rabbit show, and that will be there in the livestock arena. And then in the community building in the afternoon, there will be some judging going on of the open class exhibits. And then at 1:30, or after the rabbit show, there will be the poultry show that will be held in the poultry barn. Also going on Tuesday afternoon, Cherry Mound is going to be hosting a cornhole tournament. So anyone that's out there that's interested, I know they are going to be doing teams and doing a little bit of a fundraiser. And then, of course, we have our parade that starts at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening. Now, after the parade, they will do a pedal tractor pull, which is on the north end of the stadium. And then we will also have our public fashion review and 4-H presentation of awards for the static exhibits that were judged on the inside of the building. And that will all be held in the livestock arena. The ranch rodeo will be down in the rodeo arena. And we will have fun time show carnivals that will be here between 6 and 10:30. And then on Tuesday, we have the meat goat show starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. In the afternoon, kids will be getting ready for the evening, but there is a pie contest, so you can enter your pies in the community building between 4 and 6 p.m. Then there's a merchant tent that will start at 5:30, and then there will be the sheep show at 6 o'clock. Judging of the pies will be at 6:15. The carnival will be there from 6 to 10:30 again. And then Goppert State Savings Bank will do a kids' cash grab at 6:30 there beside the merchant's tent. At 7:30, they will announce the winners of the pie contest, and they will also do the pie auction. Then on Thursday, the morning starts bright and early at 7:30 with check-in for the horse show. And the horse show will start around 8 o'clock in the big arena, the down where the horse show is usually held. And then at 9 o'clock and 9:30, we will have the dairy show for goats and dairy cattle. Then at 10:30, they will have the livestock judging contest. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Countryside Vet will sponsor a pet contest that will be held in the livestock arena. Thursday evening, we have the bucket calf interview and show at 6 o'clock with the beef show following at 6:30. Again, Funtime Show Carnivals will be there from 6 to 10:30. There's also going to be a showdio in the rodeo arena at 6:30. On Friday, things are kind of winding down, but we will have our round robin at 9 a.m. And then all exhibits will be released between 11 and 3. And then we will have our Livestock Buyers Appreciation Supper in the community building. And then at 7 o'clock will be the Livestock Premium Sale. And the Fun Time Show Carnival is from 6 to 11 p.m. The kids always appreciate all of the buyers that we have in Anderson County and all of the supporters that we have. And so they will show their appreciation by doing the dinner at 5:30. Saturday, we do have a mini draft horse pull from 7:30, and the Fun Time Show Carnival will be there from 1 to 5 p.m. and possibly into the evening. Also on Saturday evening from 6 to 11, there is an axe throwing that is going entertainment that will be provided by the Fair Board. So we have a lot of things going on this week. And if anyone has any questions, they can call the Extension office at 785-448-6826. And we hope to see everyone at the fair.
All right. Thank you, Tammy. Tune in tomorrow morning at 640 for Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.